Welcome back to another Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans about Albertans, but for everybody. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
They did it, you guys.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was not remembering that
happened so fast.
In season one, episode 5, Digging Up Bones. Boning, am I right?
Like bones, yeah, bones.
I was really waiting for someone to go there.
You're welcome.
They went everywhere this episode. It was so pervy, so I feel like
yeah, mm-hmm. There was so much talk about her boobs.
Tits.
And
the
her
word,
ass.
The word tits came up a number of times.
And yes. Sucking on a shoe heel.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That was like explicit tag. Hello.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And it was coated in blood. Like, I guess his own blood? Did she stick it
so.
Into his chest deep enough that that's
I
what he was licking
so,
up?
Because he
what
was screaming in agony, mm-hmm. a different kind of agony before then. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. They were pretty impressive shoes, though.
Yeah. Yeah, actually,
they're gonna have a weapon.
That first shot where you could see him, I gasped, and both of you guys in unison said, "Those shoes." It was amazing.
We did, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So now we know who the Stone Witch is, even though we didn't see her Cadillac.
No, and I actually had kind of forgotten about her.
Well, I was waiting because when they introduced her, I think as Mrs. Stone or Miss Stone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Earlier in the episode, I was like.
No,
she didn't get
head.
It. Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Which is fine, but apparently she prefers to go by Mrs. Clouty, which is
Mrs. Clouty.
Why?
Said,
really Miss Stone, name. Miss Clouty, it's no contest. Why Miss
yeah.
Clouty?
Clouty.
Mm. Rhymes with cootie.
If I married someone named Clouty, I would for sure keep my name.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ditto.
Clouty.
Yep. And yeah, and she was sweet talking or singing to Bones.
Mm-hmm. She's got a very
crazy.
Yeah, like her personality is like almost like Whiplash. She's mm-hmm. this badass warrior who sticks her shoe into the chest of men, and then you see her lying on a tarp singing to Bones, mm-hmm. and she switches it like the snap of a finger.
Yeah, a little mm-hmm. unhinged, perhaps.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I seem to remember the first time through watching this. That bothered me, and actually this time it doesn't. Maybe it's just because I have seen it before, so I knew what to expect, but yes, I think she does a good job of flopping back and forth between the two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it makes her scarier just from the I don't know what the hell she's gonna do next.
Yes,
she could do pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm. And her eyes glow blue, and she can
freeze people, and
mm-hmm.
I think she kind of disappeared at the end there after she confronted Doc.
She did.
She sort of whoosh, gone.
She was gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's I know. Really a witch.
It was really fun to see Kristen how excited you were when she and Doc were you thought going to have the showdown. You were like, "It's happening."
I was very excited, and then I was very sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's only episode 5.
I feel like that was probably an appetizer of some sort. Because yep, episode 5.
No spoilers.
Of 13,
right?
Season 1.
Of season 1. Mm-hmm. And we did learn. At least I learned because this is my first time. Mm-hmm. But he was down in that well for a really long time.
100 years.
130 years. I think it was established in an earlier episode that he was down there.
Yeah, because I kind of wondered if he was linked to the gun, and so when the gun was being used, he could like roam the earth or something. But clearly, no. They just shoved him down in that well. Mm-hmm. And he had to sit and think about what he did.
They, yeah, I think she shoved him down.
True.
Well.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Certainly sounds that way.
Yeah, and then when Winona climbed down, like, if you noticed, she left the rope there. So mm-hmm. he just
but my question
the
is,
rope, I think.
Was he, like, how come she didn't see him down there?
Well, maybe the gun wasn't all the way at the down. Bottom. It might have been hidden, like, behind a brick or, like, along the side somewhere.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. But I also... pretty dark down there, I'm thinking.
True.
Because remember,
it's not that big. It didn't look that big. If you made it to the bottom and he was sitting down there.
I guess. Well, maybe it wasn't all the way at the bottom. That's my headcanon, okay. And I'm sticking to it.
All right. That checks.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about Bobo and Waverly in the police station and their confrontation? Because she obviously knows exactly who he is.
Yes.
That was intense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, like all the time, she's so nice, and she's just so much tougher than you mm-hmm.
Bobo certainly seems to think so.
Yeah, well, yeah. And he credits her for being so strong.
And, you know, weak is something you've never been. I picked you because you're angry.
Like, and we don't even know the depths of your anger.
Yeah, actually, all of the Bobo scenes were pretty intense.
He's just intense.
Because then he picked up Peacemaker. Yeah. And it obviously hurt him, but he held on to it for a long time.
Didn't even wince.
Smoking.
Yeah. Blistering. And he was all threatening. And
respect, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A show's only as good as its villains.
Right?
So true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's pretty hardcore. Yep. Yeah. So let's do a dolls check-in here, Kristen. Where are we?
He was kind of back to his old robotic self this time around a little bit.
Certainly
but
by the
shirtless?
End.
But
we did have the workout scene.
Yeah. I appreciated Wynonna's response to the workout scene and how words did not come to her brain the way they should.
Mm-hmm. I got you a shirt, put your coffee back on or something.
Yeah. And something about having her pecs, something about his pecs. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think something like get chest.
Yeah, right.
Get chest. I mean dress.
See, it wasn't just her boobs that were being talked about.
Yeah, it was his too.
Yep, definitely.
We're objectifying all the genders.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, equal opportunity. And we even had a gay romance in this one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one ended sadly, but also
it did.
It was also kind of sweet.
It really was.
I mean, was it Fish? Fish was his name, right? Fish. I was going to call him Trout, but that's what Wynonna called him. He was this sort of interesting demon in that he wasn't fully just focused on being a dick.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I mean, I have to think that back in the days of Wyatt Earp, you maybe didn't have to do something that was all that bad to get put to death, and it seems like Fish was sort of tugged along by his bow by Levi. And not that he didn't enjoy it, because clearly when he was stealing the files with Wynonna, he's like, that's the thing about crime. It's kind of fun. And like, he's got this childish glint in his eye. It's just cute.
Well, he knocked someone out with a stapler.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
It's awesome.
A giant, giant stapler is...
It was very big stapler.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have held staplers that size at work before. They are heavy. You could totally knock somebody out with one of those suckers. So...
Mm-hmm. I think, though, it also, like I said, a show's only as good as its villains. But when you have these revenants, the possibility of them being good versus bad, people are not black and white. Then you have Doc and Wynonna talking about that they're not all good. They're not all bad. Doc does some shitty things like torturing Levi and tying him up out there.
Yep. And saying that he would do it again and to lots
to
of humans.
All of them.
And he would, he would just do it for his revenge. And those questions of revenge
and vendettas.
Up. Yeah.
And how Wynonna wants to deal with that personally, right? How she says, like, I need to have a code. I can't do what you do. It doesn't work for me. So if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it my way, which comes up a lot. You see with dolls all the time too, talking about, well, we have to do this my way. We can't do it your way. You're a loose cannon. You can't just roll in and do whatever you want. But I think there's something to be said for, the rule book doesn't always work, especially not given everything that's on her shoulders. She's not a cop. She's not trained.
Mm-mm. Clearly.
This is literally a curse that's on her and her family. And I don't know that Dolls always fully respects or understands that.
But he let her go past. He didn't stop her.
And after they went past, he gave a little half smile.
Mm-hmm. It's probably just a twitch.
Okay.
He was smiling.
Not blinking, though.
Not blinking.
Still not very blinky.
They're all very sweaty in this episode, too, so.
Yes.
That's true, because the furnace was apparently on.
Or something.
On full blast, which gave me one of the delightful scenes where Wynonna comes in trying to use the twins to get her in.
Yes.
Like, she's literally pushing up her boobs, and then the workers turn around and they're both women, which I love, because, women do jobs like that, too.
And then they send Doc in.
And then he
starts
unbuttoning
his shirt.
We didn't get to see anything.
No, nothing.
I know.
And even in their scene in the woods, he kept
his
shirt on the entire time.
We have not seen Doc's chest.
Well, something to look forward
to. Something to hope for.
I hope that's... I don't even remember. I have to be perfectly honest. I have a poor memory, so I'm sorry. I can't even give you actual hope, but...
I'm going to hold on to it anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Can we talk about the creepy judge now? Yeah. Because he seems to be possibly a new, different kind of villain.
Mm-hmm. His family has, what was it? My family's been in purgatory for 140 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he openly hates Winona and everything she does.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a picture of, was it Josiah Earp?
Yep.
And his body hanging mm-hmm. dead in his office by his shitty bourbon.
Right.
And yes.
I can't remember if we have heard the names of the different Earp heirs to know how many back Josiah might be, but like we know that Winona's father's name is Ward.
Yeah.
So that wasn't him. That was mm-hmm. yet another photograph, which I'm sure Levi took both of them because he keeps getting.
Yeah.
Right.
And how many
yeah.
greats is Wyatt? Is he two greats?
Great, great grandpappy.
They do keep saying great, great grandpappy. So
that would be one more,
I guess. But there could have been other
between there.
There could have been other siblings in True. There too. Because remember, at one point they're talking about somebody whose name I have forgotten, who was the 1 year wonder who killed.
Oh,
like,
that's right.
I don't remember 55 right. or 70 or something like that. Just in the space of 1 year before,
and just missed it.
They kill him, and that could have even been Josiah. I don't have an eidetic memory for this sort of thing, and because we are a lazy style couch podcast, we're not looking this stuff up on Wikipedia. So
no research.
Yeah, this is basically a flash cast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The plot just keeps on thickening. Oh, and it looks like Dolls might be in trouble with his bosses.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciated yeah. how he sort of was just like, yeah, who you been talking to, Judge? And then he looks at the names and is like, oh.
Oh, shit.
I think he blinked when he looked at the names.
He might have. That's how surprised he was.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've noticed he does sort of close his eyes sometimes, but it's never an actual proper, like, normal blink.
Sometimes yeah. when he smiles, they do sort of shed a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That has to
smile more, Dolls.
The more I see this, the more I think that has to be a deliberate acting choice. And I just give Kirsten
props.
More kudos for
props to him
for noticing that. Mm-hmm.
I also like that he's so rule abiding, but he was a little bit rebellious and mm-hmm. I'd say flirtatious.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, she's like, you got a little rebel in you. It's not that
I know,
little.
They were having
whoa.
Yep.
A little moment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I feel like he's thawing. He's definitely thawed. I mean, oh, yeah. He was very thawed in the sweaty first.
Seriously, who works out in the middle of their office in a heat wave? He's just waiting for her to walk in. You know it.
Oh,
okay,
there's a thought.
There was no reason. Like, that did it contribute at all to the plot?
Could you explain why they were so sweaty every time they were in
yeah,
the police
it's
station?
Like, other than have his shirt off and everyone be a little glistening.
It contributed to my plot.
So I was like, I'm not complaining, but that was just gratuitous sweating.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, it was.
Okay.
But that's, you know, how many television shows have we seen where there is a female character who is for no reason just in her underwear
mm-hmm.
Or all wet or both?
Yep.
And you know what? It's time we get our turn.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And the Levi's and the Fishes of the world get their turn, too. I feel yes. like they would have appreciated that had they been present. Mm-hmm. All right. Is that all we got for this time?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I want to do a quick check-in with Kirsten. How do you feel? We're five episodes in, almost halfway through the
wow.
season.
Why are the seasons so short? What is this 13-episode arc business?
Mm-hmm.
I am loving it.
Yay!
I think it's great. I love Winona as a character. I love how they've written her. I love the way that the actress, her name escapes me at the moment.
Melly Scrofano or Scrofano? I'm not sure.
I love how she's brought this woman to life and everything she says is just so authentic and different. It's kind of like the Buffy for the new age.
Because mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. I can remember being a teenager watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer and just loving that empowerment. And this kind of reminds me of that in a lot of ways. So yeah, I'm excited to see where this goes and all the next seasons.
It's almost painful sitting here knowing some of the things that are coming and not being able to tell you. Like, okay. not painful in a, oh no, you're going to hate it, but painful in a, like, I just can't wait to experience it with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean.
I know, because I feel like there's lots more we can talk about Waverly and Bobo. And
mm-hmm. There's things.
Like, there's so many things that are being mm-hmm. laid out that I'm like, oh, I can see all this happening. And I love seeing how they've planted so many seeds. Some, mm-hmm. I think some stuff that you almost don't see until next season. Mm-hmm. But we can't talk about it yet.
I suspect maybe our episodes will get, our podcast episodes may get a little longer as more of this stuff plays out and we have time to kind of go back and see, and this was planted there and that was planted over here, and oh, do you remember that, you know, episode two and blah 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 blah.
And because we're rewatching everything, we're going to be super fresh for season three.
Oh my god, so excited. Very exciting. So excited. All right, well, until next time,
lights out, bitch.